Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 31st, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. According to multiple rumors, the iPhone 16 will feature a redesigned camera bump with vertically aligned lenses. Now, a new image posted to social media shows off new iPhone 16 dummy units for the first time with that new design, alongside new color options for this year. The iPhone 16 camera layout will stack the main camera and the ultra-wide camera vertically. This change is expected to enable support for recording spatial video with the iPhone 16 and iPhone 16 Plus. This feature is currently exclusive to the 15 Pro and 15 Pro Max, and that's because Apple adjusted the layout of the iPhone 15 Pro's three camera lenses, swapping the location of the telephoto and ultra-wide lenses to enable support for spatial video capture. These new iPhone 16 dummy units further corroborate this change, showing a slimmer camera bump that's aligned vertically instead of diagonally. As a refresher, the iPhone 15 and 15 Plus are available in blue, yellow, green, pink, and black. The iPhone 16 lineup is expected to be available in blue, pink, white, black, and green. The iPhone 16 dummy units shown off in this image further corroborate those new colors, which were previously reported by Ming-Chi Kuo, and it gives us our first look at more specific shades that Apple is planning to use, which are darker and bolder than the current iPhone 15 colors. The iPhone 16 and iPhone 16 Plus are also expected to feature the A18 chip along with 8GB of RAM, a new capture button for the camera on the right-hand side, the action button instead of the mute switch, and more. The new models will be announced in September alongside the iPhone 16 Pro and Pro Max, and new Apple Watch hardware. Next up today, Apple on Monday began rolling out the first preview of Apple Intelligence features with iOS 18.1 and macOS Sequoia 15.1. Apple has spent a lot of time emphasizing the privacy of these features to make things even more transparent. It turns out that iOS 18.1 allows users to access a detailed privacy report on how Apple Intelligence is processing their request. Apple Intelligence features are powered by both on-device and cloud-based large language models. For cloud-based processing, Apple has created something called the Private Compute Module with its own chips to process requests online with end-to-end encryption, so not even Apple itself has access to this data. Once processing is complete, all of that data is also permanently deleted. Apple describes private cloud computing as extending the industry-leading security and privacy of Apple devices into the cloud, with the most advanced security architecture ever deployed for cloud artificial intelligence computing at scale. Apple has said that its private compute modules can be independently verified by security researchers, and at the same time, even users themselves can check whether their requests to Apple Intelligence have been processed on device or using private cloud compute. Compatible Apple devices running iOS 18.1 will have a new Apple Intelligence report menu in the Settings app under Privacy and Security. In this menu, users can export a report on their interactions with Apple Intelligence. Because this report might include sensitive data, you can only access it after authenticating with Face ID or Touch ID, preventing anyone else from seeing your requests. Apple Intelligence generates this report by default and keeps it on the device for only 15 minutes, but you can adjust the settings to keep the report stored for 7 days or even turn it off completely. Once you export your activity, you can see all of your requests with Apple Intelligence and see in detail whether they were handled on device or sent to Apple's cloud. This is essentially another way that Apple is looking to address some of the privacy concerns with this type of artificial intelligence technology and doing things that other artificial intelligence providers aren't doing. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. From creating strong passwords to effortlessly sharing them, 1Password makes it easy to keep your family safe. You do everything in your power to keep your family secure. That's why you lock the doors, have a safe, and set the alarm system. But what about online? Managing your family's digital life doesn't have to be overwhelming, and 1Password empowers you to protect what matters most without compromising on security or convenience. As families gear up for the new academic year, the need for secure and organized management of logins and information is becoming increasingly important. 1Password family accounts offer a valuable solution to enable the creation, saving, and sharing of household information. Everyone from children to grandparents has a digital identity, and managing your accounts doesn't have to feel like a chore. Get a 14-day free trial of 1Password by hitting the link in the show notes or visiting 1Password.com. Running out today, continuing our focus on Apple Intelligence, Apple has published an in-depth overview of how some of its AI features were created. A key tidbit revealed in this publication is that two of Apple's foundation models were created using Google-made chips. In general, Apple tends to shy away from sharing many details on its inner practices of product development. But with AI and machine learning features, the company has long published its research for everyone to see. The latest publication is titled Apple Intelligence Foundation Language Models, and it's one of the first papers since Apple Intelligence was introduced at WWDC. The document is written by researchers and for researchers, so it's not the easiest to parse, but a standout tidbit involves the chips used to train two of Apple Intelligence's large language models. The two models mentioned were not trained using Apple's in-house Apple Silicon chips. Instead, Apple turned to Google Tensor chips, like what's found in Pixel phones, to train its artificial intelligence models. And according to the paper, it took a whole lot of Tensor chips to do this work, with Apple revealing that it used over 10,000 of Google's chips to train these models. Another interesting facet to this news is that Apple is bucking the industry trend and not using NVIDIA chips to train its artificial intelligence technology. Apple and NVIDIA have a not-so-great relationship, which could be one of the reasons Apple opted to use Google Tensor instead of NVIDIA. The paper itself, however, doesn't really give an explanation as to why Apple made the decision to go with Google, but it's possible that future publications will dive into this info. But also, knowing Apple's preference to do as much of its development in-house as possible, it's very likely that it's already moved on from Google Tensor for model training and is instead already using advanced Apple Silicon in every way possible. In any case, what this does mean is that the iPhone is getting a lot smarter with Apple Intelligence, in part thanks to Google. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.